you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Yeah. Let's do the podcast. It's a big day, the day after George Jetson's birthday.
I saw that.
Yeah. How crazy. This cartoon set in the future, and yep. He was born on July 31st. 2022.
That's crazy.
So somebody gave birth to George Jetson yesterday.
Yeah.
Does that mean in 40 years we get a Futuraca cycle?
That's right.
Yeah. When does, what was the dog's name?
Rastro.
Rastro. Yeah. And what was the dumb little kid's name?
Elroy.
And boy, Elroy. Rosie the robot.
Jane, his wife.
Was Gazoo in that?
No,
that was.
No. But they did have a crossover.
They did. That's right.
Well, that was when the Flintstones met the Jetsons.
Yeah,
they also met the Scooby-Doo cast once, where Astro and Scooby-Doo met, didn't they?
I don't remember that. Scotty B.
I think gray dog was his cousin or something.
Okay.
Well, anyways. From the future.
But all this hype is going off of Wikipedia, though.
Yeah.
It's not like George Jetson was announced on the cartoon, The Jetsons, that he was born on July 31st.
It must have been.
Yeah, they must have had a birthday.
But Wikipedia, guys, you know, is wrong half the time.
Who's going to make
Wikipedia,
that up?
Actually, that's a misnomer. Am I using that word correctly, Gandhi?
Misnomer may be a misnomer. Depends on how you mean
but
it.
But it's a fallacy. Not phallus.
I got to say.
A fallacy. Yeah, Wikipedia is actually mostly right. So, contrary to what people believe.
Except when people change the Elvis Duran Morning Show page.
That.
And they get it wrong all the time.
We've had artists come up here and we've taken things off Wikipedia and they go, where'd you get that from? Like, that's not right.
You know, growing up watching the Jetsons, I had a crush on Judy Jetson. The daughter.
Yeah.
I did.
Didn't that's you? Not weird.
It's not weird?
No, not at
Would
all.
Would you do it
she was hot and rich. Well, she wasn't rich, but she acted rich.
Judy Jetson was pretty hot.
Really?
I gotta admit.
So of all cartoons, you would do
not
Judy Jetson.
Jessica Rabbit.
Well,
Jessica
I said Rabbit, Jessica always. Rabbit was hotter.
Always Jessica Rabbit.
Okay.
I Gandhi. Got in trouble for that, by the way.
Who would you do, Gandhi?
Cartoons?
Yeah.
Or from the Jetsons? I don't know the Jetsons.
Cartoons in general.
Alan from Josie.
Wait,
who is
the... Oh, I'm never going
to I Fred. Was always into Aladdin, because yeah. he was a criminal, and he was hot. And then also, I thought Prince Eric was kind of fine from The Little Mermaid, too. Dark hair with those blue eyes. Hello,
okay.
lady.
Okay.
Rosie the Robot. A little bit of Simba.
Who's what?
Were you talking about Rosie the Robot?
Yeah, the robot
you
from the Jetsons.
Rosie,
yeah.
Hello,
Rosie
the Roy robot. Boy.
Better get some WD-40.
I forgot about Josie and the Pussycats. That whole band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the whole band was hot yeah. on that.
Can somebody explain anime to me?
I'm Japanese not into it. Anime? Like
yeah,
what
like, because I know, like, anime porn's like a big thing.
Oh, like hentai?
Hentai.
Like, that's a big thing, so.
I heard from other people.
Hentai, kill him with the no.
Yes, just defend everybody.
That's heads high.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Oh, let's move God, on. Gandhi, do you want to call somebody out in the studio, Gandhi?
Yes.
I can't scare you. Oh, my gosh.
What?
You were so
Gary
funny.
Jones.
Why?
I love Gary so much, man.
Veal.
I really do.
He's never moved or done exercise, I believe, in his whole life. And he tells us this all the time. But I witnessed it for myself when... We were on a floaty attached to a boat, and the rope that was attaching us came loose. We floated out to sea.
Didn't notice it at first.
None of us noticed it, to be honest, because we were all a little bit inebriated and having fun and talking
on
to each
the
other.
Float.
Until at one point, one of the girls who was with us said, "Hey guys, holy shit." And we look up, and the boat is far away. The current was strong. So we're starting to swim back as much as we can, like paddle on the little floaty. Finally, this guy throws out a life raft or a life, whatever the circle is, life ring. Yeah. And it's not close enough. So somebody has to jump into the water and grab it. So I did. And I'm swimming, holding on to the raft with three humans on it. I'm the smallest one there, swimming to the little circle. And we have video of the incident because our friend was on the boat actually recording this. Scary didn't paddle. He just laid there like a seal and let all of us do the work to save his life.
Dude, you starfish.
I want to kill him.
You needed to have some equilibrium on the raft.
No, so scary. We needed your momentum to help push it as opposed to letting the smallest person pull all of you. I wanted to kill him.
But you think by moving over, you would stop the raft against the current that was already pulling three people out to sea?
He just laid there.
If we're going to be honest, I was scared that there were sharks and they were going to bite my toes.
So he let me get in the water.
Oh, I didn't want my feet in the water dangling because that's chum for sharks.
No, it's not.
But like, fuck the rest of us. He's like, tell me to safety. Oh my God. It's
And you know what? I remember being in like a water like that with my nephew and swimming with a little kid is heavy enough. I can't even imagine with a Scary Jones in tow.
I said, how much does this man weigh? I believe he was the heaviest person on that raft. Yeah. But I realized like in a life or death situation, I am absolutely going to sacrifice Scary immediately. Whether we have to sacrifice someone or not, this man is dead weight.
And Scary, all we've all seen your feet. No shark is biting those things.
Yeah. But Scary's luck, a shark would bite it and then the shark would die and Scary would survive. Yeah.
I told him, I said, if I feel one bump, I'm pulling him in the water. He's going to be the bait.
What's so funny is, so Gandhi showed me the video, and you can see it on your Instagram.
Yeah, I'll go post it on Instagram.
Oh, so, for the camera, you want to do it?
Oh. Yeah, no, time. By the time this gets posted.
So I look, and I'm like, wait, no, he's paddling. And then I look, and it was just the motion of the waves that were moving his legs.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's just.
I did start paddling toward the end.
You dick. No, you didn't. You actually stopped. As soon as I grabbed the life ring, then he stopped. Everybody stopped at that point. Okay, fine. The captain was reeling us in. But man, I was like, this dude is useless. So,
but you know what that shows you? If we went on Survivor, he'd be the first one voted off
the
island.
We talk about this all the time.
100%.
I would kill him just off the bat. I would kill him in a survival situation.
In Scary's defense, he was keeping the raft from floating away.
Oh, please.
He certainly was not.
He was.
No, like into the air.
I will come to Scary's defense a little bit. Swimming is exhausting. It's like the most encompassing activity
you can
do. So
let Gandhi
do
it.
It sure is.
Let me tell you,
Gandhi, how tired you should be.
I'm tired.
So I got back from the trip. I didn't tell anybody this until just now. You're talking about exhausting.
You walked
energy.
To the cab at the airport?
No. I got home, and my buddy's like, hey, let's go to get some sushi in Hoboken. But the sushi spot, I didn't want to go take an Uber at that point. So I'm like, there are city bikes across the street from my apartment. No joke. If you open the Lyft app, all you got to do is scan the freaking barcode and it unlocks the wheel of the bike. And it had 8 classic bikes and 2 e-bikes. I said, let me get on a classic bike. So I literally got on a regular old school bike.
And Gandhi and pulled it.
I pedaled to Hoboken.
Gandhi, get over here quick.
Pedaled to Hoboken.
I'm holding the bike down.
After about the first 45 seconds, I started feeling it in my calves. I'm like, oh, these
45
muscles.
45 seconds.
I haven't worked these out in a while because these bad boys are starting to hurt.
Can I tell you, though, after I pulled them all in, Scary would not stop talking about how exhausted he was. He said, floating takes a lot out of you. Like, you have to use your core to hold on to this thing. Floating is so exhausting. I was like, I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
More the humidity and the sun beating down all day. And trying to keep afloat.
Well, that's because you were out in the open, exposed to the sun, while everyone else is in the water kicking. My God.
And how do you not feel bad about, like, everyone else, like, paddling to safety?
You've met him.
Zero fucks given, Danielle.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You know,
By the way, that bike ride you took to the sushi place, you live on the top of a hill, and you rolled downhill to the sushi place. You didn't even pedal once.
And you probably Ubered home.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys the video. Just so, I'll post it also. You can see it. Well, I want Danielle to see it. Okay, here we go. Here comes the life raft. Okay, or the little ring. Got to swim to it. I'm swimming, pulling them. Now let's zoom in on Scary.
Oh. Please zoom in. What are you doing?
Fucking floating.
Oh my God, you're doing
shit!
Scary!
God, if that was sand, someone would have pushed him back in the water.
I wanted to kill him. So I just wanted to put that all out there. Scary Jones of no help.
At least I'm floating and I'm not sinking.
Maybe this is why you've gotten so far.
You're on a giant rubber mat. That's why you're not sinking.
This is why he's gotten so far. He just doesn't put any effort in. That's why.
Well, if you recall, I don't have much experience with pools because I never had one. So maybe I would have learned these basics growing up had I had a pool.
Scary, we were telling you to kick your feet and paddle. We were telling you. I said, Scary, you got to do something, man. Something has to happen.
I was afraid I was going to do the wrong thing.
Do you know how to swim?
You did do the wrong thing.
Can you float, Scary?
Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim.
You can't float, though.
I can float and swim. Yeah.
Like a rupiah float? What kind of float?
I can float.
Okay.
No, but it exhausts him. Floating exhausts him.
No, I can do it.
It is exhausting. So if this was Lord of the Flies.
Sacrifice immediately.
Yeah. You remember the book Lord of the Flies? Yep. Did you guys read it? Scary would be Piggy.
Yes.
Who they're like trying to protect.
Even if you never read Lord of the Flies, Scary would be Piggy.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of explains it.
But I wouldn't try to protect him. Because after what I saw and we experienced, I think we have to sacrifice him immediately.
You guys
for the
are all
good of
making
all of
fun
us.
Of Scary, but he got a little sunburn on his back just laying there.
Oh yeah. He did.
Wait, do you know how to swim, Scary?
I do. Yeah, they asked me. I know how to swim.
Like a puppy.
He just refused to do it.
Yeah,
I do.
I don't get it.
I will say though, if I'm in a pool like of 8 feet. And I'm in the pool. It takes a lot. It's very exhausting to keep yourself up doing a doggy paddle.
I've never seen Scary in a swim in a pool. Has anyone seen Scary in a pool other than him standing there filming other people in the pool?
No, normally he's just standing there with a drink in his hand.
And he Instagrams the other people in the pool.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, because it's usually 4 feet or less.
Right, he just stands there with a phone.
How deep was this water?
I don't know, it was the middle of the ocean.
It was the ocean, Scary. Probably like 6 feet, maybe 7.
And I was swimming and I'm like, the water's really warm. It is freaking Shark Week. This is going to be terrible. This is horrible.
No, it's not Shark Week. It's Scary.
Yeah, and Scary should be easier for you to swim and float in the ocean because it's salt water. You'll be more buoyant.
Right.
In a pool, you're going to sink.
I think we were in a creek. What were we, Indian what?
We were not in a creek.
It was called Indian
I have no
channel?
Idea where we were.
Ocean?
I don't know where we were.
You were still in the ocean, though, right?
It was not the ocean.
Yeah, that's a part of the ocean.
No, we were in a channel, in right, Froggy?
Right, but it's a part of the Atlantic Ocean. It's still connected to the Atlantic Ocean.
Where the water comes from, Scary? You think it's like a puddle?
It was an isthmus.
If you weren't there, Gandhi, would he have died? What do you think?
I think if I weren't there, there's a chance they would all still be floating at sea.
Excuse me, you know what I did yesterday?
I have faith in the other girl who was with us that she probably would have done something.
Yeah.
I said she was filming.
These guys, no. I'm talking about the one who was on the raft with us.
Oh, Cheryl.
Yeah. I think Cheryl probably would have done something.
I said, you know what I did yesterday, Scary?
What?
I rode my bike from my house to Jones Beach, and then went in the ocean and swam.
Look at you.
How many miles is that?
Yeah, for those who don't know.
It's 20 miles.
That's like a tough mudder, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's a biathlon.
Oh. That's like
so
a
you,
tough
you slept with a guy on the way there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scotty, I'd pick you to be on a team before Gary Jones.
Red Rover, send Scotty on over.
Yeah, Scotty
well,
can.
But please, I'm no picture of health or workout by any means, but I just like to ride my bike.
How many miles was that?
It was 20 miles round trip.
You're like American Gladiators next to well, yeah. Gary.
Guys, he does like to ride his bike. Gary had none of this in Brooklyn growing up.
He's from
Brooklyn.
Didn't have a pool.
I had a bike. They stole my mongoose out of my shack.
You were a volleyball away from being Tom Hanks in Castaway. Just laying on the raft.
You left. They stole my mongoose out of my fucking shed.
And that was the last time I ride a bike despite those bastards.
You will never participate in a group activity?
No, I was miserable.
Did somebody steal your boat and raft someday?
How much you pay the kids to steal your bike?
My blue mongoose, man. I miss it to this day. That was the best bike ever.
Was that the last time you rode a bike, your blue mongoose?
No, I got a 10-speed once, but it just sat in the closet and collected dust.
So then, no, you didn't ride it.
What about a city bike? You ever ride that?
Yesterday for the first time.
You know, when you told that story about the city bike, I was half expecting for you to say that you made a U-turn and got the electric bike.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I Pedego.
No, I know for sure.
I'm actually very surprised you got a regular bike.
I pedaled to Sushi Lounge.
It's your penance.
You should do it today.
But my calves hurt today from pedaling. Oh.
How far?
We'll let them out of the cages.
How far do you think you ran? I mean, how far do you think you pedaled? Was it 2 miles?
It's about half a mile.
And your calves hurt.
Are you kidding me? It's a half a mile and you rode a bike?
Hey, on your way there, did you stop for a snack?
What was the TikTok drink you made?
The TikTok challenge. They say that if you mix Mountain Dew, one part Mountain Dew with one part light beer, you get the most amazing tasting drink ever. And we tried it at the bar and it is delicious.
Really?
Delicious. And you don't even realize you're drinking alcohol, but you are. And then some British person jumped into my DMs. Is like, that's called a shandy, and Brits have been doing it for thousands of years.
It is.
Out of a thousand.
They've had Mountain Dew for thousands of years.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not really. It's not called Mountain Dew there, I don't think.
Whatever. It's a similar flavored soda mixed with beer. Okay.
If the British invented shit, we wouldn't have left. Right?
Mm-hmm. How insulting is that when I live with a British person?
Well, he left also.
But we go back all the time.
I love Sheldon. He's smart enough to come to America also.
But we go back.
I bet Sheldon would have paddled on the raft.
100%.
For sure he would have.
Not like Gary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we done for
He's got soccer feet. He'd be good at it.
Yeah, we're out of time.
All right. Been a great podcast, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
He's going to take a nap.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie, ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.